This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Number one, comedians. I'm afraid of comedians. Number two, that people will realize I'm a fraud. Number three, underwater wiffle balls. I used to have this dream, this recurring dream, that I'd be kind of like treading water. And then I would submerge my head, and underneath me was like this giant wiffle ball the size of like a small moon. It's not doing anything. It's just sitting there, but just the presence of this thing submerged that I can't see, and suddenly it's there. I don't know why that's so scary to me, but it's like, oh. Number four, that things only go in circles. Number five, that I'll miss it. Number six, that no one cares. No one cares how much work goes into the generating of thoughts and knowledge. You know what I mean? I don't care as a consumer too. So it's like the fear is actually just like it's just the recognition that like, yeah, no one cares. Number seven, that something will happen to my kids. Number eight, fast thinkers. It's terrifying. Fast thinkers, they're just like thieves. They steal the time away from you. I'm just like trying to spit out the words, but the words aren't coming fast enough and they're not coming out right. Give me like 10 minutes. I'm going to compose a thought that's going to just be like a torpedo and just explode your argument. But I don't have the time. You know what I mean? Oh, yes. Number nine, that I've lost my parents' past. There's something like now that I'm a dad, I feel the absence more profoundly because I have nothing to give my kids of my Arab heritage. I mean, I speak the language. I grew up speaking it, but I don't really have anyone to speak it to. And so it feels weird to want to make them speak it because what's that going to do for them? You know what I mean? The fear that you won't be able to like continue, the continuity breaks. That's a fear. And number 10, that my kids won't be happy, that they'll be bullied. My oldest kid, he reminds me a lot of myself. I mean, he reminds me almost exactly of myself at that age. I see a look in his eyes, which I remember. Everything was going too fast. Everybody was talking too fast. Everybody was moving too fast. I just felt slow. Like I had a lot of years before I felt like the rhythm of me caught up to the rhythm of life, or the pace, I should say, the meter. And I sometimes catch a look from my 9-year-old and I see that too. And I get scared for him in those moments. I get scared for him, you know? Yeah, I don't know. There's a camp that's like literally two blocks away. And we just decided, okay, I think our 9-year-old can walk home by himself. And so like I walked two blocks away so he couldn't see me, and I was just like incognito in a beret, practically just like watching him, because I was like, I really want him to like just do that, but I can't really trust him. So yeah, it was like, he's fine. He was totally fine, and he was totally psyched. He was just like, Dad, chill out.
My name is Chad Abumrad, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? A hornet's nest. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.